Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hunter and Joe Biden are officially making presidential history together. Yes, they are the first father-son duo under separate investigations in the history of the presidency. Let's give them a round of a, come on, let's give them a round of applause. That's hard to do, folks. That is hard to do. We are going to be breaking news today on the podcast, so let me say this first. Number one, a lot of what I'm going to be telling you today, you're going to want to write down. Two, you're going to want to share this with your family and their friends. Three, hit that subscribe or auto-download button because this breaking news seems to be happening more often. You want to make sure you get every show. And finally, please help us reach more people by writing us a 5-star review. So hit that subscribe or auto-download button. Now, let me give you all of these headlines real quick, and then we're going to go back through them one by one. Not only did Hunter Biden and Joe Biden make presidential history as the first father-son duo under separate investigations, but we also know that the money and everything was really staying all in the family. What I mean by that? Well, here's the exclusive. Joe Biden is named in 2017 email that has been unearthed discussing a multi-million dollar gas deal with China. With a Louisiana lawyer writing to the brother, Jim Biden, that he arranged, quote unquote, a call with the former vice president and his son, Hunter, to discuss the purchase. Now, let's go back to that timeline. This exclusive, shocking story that happened apparently in October 2017. When did Donald Trump become president? Go back and look at the date. Then look at October of 2017. Hunter and his uncle, Joe or Jimmy, depending on how you want to say it, decided to bring officially the president into the conversations. Just left the White House or the vice presidency. Let's be technically accurate here. And they had already been brokering deals before he left the vice presidency. But now, the former vice president at that moment did not have intentions of running for president. So Let's get him on the phone. Let's make our money. Let's pay off on all the pieces of the puzzle that we have basically been building for the last 8 years. Now it's time to really get paid. What do we know? Joe's brother, Jimmy, was brokering a multi-million dollar deal to supply American resources, supply American gas from Louisiana and giving it to the Chinese Communist Party. A Louisiana-based lawyer, Robert Finette, was on the U.S. side of the deal. Now, Finette wrote in an email that he arranged a call from Joe Biden and Hunter Biden on Monday morning to discuss the purchase of the 5 million tons of natural gas. Now, why does this timeline matter? Joe Biden didn't run for president until 2019, right, for the 2020 election. Multiple times he said he never discussed his business dealings with his son. That means that when he was running for president and also after he became president, from the White House podium, they knew they were lying to you, the American people, when he and his White House press secretary said over and over and over and over and over again that they never spoke about business deals. We know from this email that they sure as hell did. In fact, this deal was massive. 5 million tons of natural gas. That's not a little bit of gas. That's a hell of a lot. Joe Biden was named in that email that has been found on Hunter Biden's laptop discussing a 25 million ton gas deal also with China. It gets bigger. In October of 2017, Hunter and his uncle went into full court press and they were brokering the multi-million dollar deal specifically to supply gas from American resources, from drilling, by the way, and a type of drilling that they claimed publicly they were against. They wanted to supply gas from Louisiana to the country on behalf of their business partners. Who are their business partners? Chinese energy giant of the Chinese Communist Party, which we've talked about a lot here, CEFE. Now, at the time, Joe Biden had finished his term as the vice president. Now, let's get paid. And he'd yet to announce any plans to run for president in 2020. This Louisiana-based lawyer on the other side of the deal wrote in October of 2017 that he had arranged this call, saying, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, they're going to be on this call in the morning to discuss the purchase of the 5 million tons of gas. This email from Hunter Biden's laptop, and I'm going to read it for you. Dear Jim and Hunter, I confirm that your contact for the gas sale is with Chenier Gas, is Chad Whiteside, located in their Houston office. His email, and then they list it. I have confirmed. I have requested him to be available for a call from Joe Biden and Hunter Biden on Monday morning to discuss the purchase of the 5 million tons of gas. Sincerely, Robert W. Finette. While it is possible, by the way, that the Baton Rouge lawyer, Robert Finette, mistyped Joe instead of Jim, let's just give him the benefit of the doubt. If this was one email, it could be an accident, right? Very common name, Joe Biden. Maybe you screw it up. And let's just give them that for a second. There's another problem. Other emails and whistleblower testimony to the FBI suggest that this was not an accidental one-time off email. How do we know this? Because the whistleblower and other emails suggest that Joe was involved in Hunter's business dealings specifically with the Chinese. The White House, by the way, has not responded to this exclusive story that's been released by the Daily Mail. What we do know is in emails with Finette, Jim emphasized the Biden family's involvement in the project. Quote, we Bidens often fraught with problems that they can come from working with family members are of a different mind. It's all about family and people we choose to do business with. He wrote to the lawyer Finette on October the 19th of that year. The call Finette was setting up for the Biden family was with a Texas energy company whose executives have close links to Joe Biden. Not Hunter Biden, not James Biden, but in fact, Joe Biden. The president, in fact, hired a former board member, Heather Zichal, as his campaign climate advisor in 2020. And a former, this company he was doing the deal with, lobbyist and vice president, Ankit Desai, was Joe's political director back in 2005. So this business dealing involving this Texas energy company and executives, they literally had their careers made by Joe Biden. He used them as their advisors in 2020 and as a political director for Joe Biden in 2005. In other words, this makes complete and utter sense. Now, this lawyer, Finette, also laid out one proposal for his liquid natural gas deal with the Bidens and their Chinese partners in another email. Again, going back to what I said, this isn't an accidental typo. This happened. Now, this email on October the 20th of 2017 reads this way. The Ashton Finette and Sons Construction Company, Inc. will, in a joint venture with a Louisiana company, provide a 25-year natural gas LNG supply to your group, he wrote. He went on to say, we can begin supplying liquid natural gas, LNG, in 2018 at the rate of 3, 4, 5, or 6 million metric tons of liquid natural gas on a 5-year basis. This was an insanely lucrative deal. And what were they doing? They were taking American resources and giving them to our enemy, the Chinese Communist Party. And who got paid? The Biden crime family is who is getting paid. That is what we're now talking about.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This wasn't a short-term scheme by the Biden crime family. How do we know this? Well, we go to the emails. Quote, we can begin supplying liquid natural gas in 2018 at the rate of 3, 4, 5, or 6 million metric tons of liquid natural gas on a 5-year basis. That's not all they were trying to do in 2018. They wanted a long-term deal with the Chinese Communist government. In fact, they wrote, from year 5, until year 25. Now, you go back to 2018, I think it's we can all agree that Joe Biden doesn't think he's going to live another 25 years just based on age expectancy. Same with Jimmy Biden, based on his age. This is about the Biden crime family making sure they're getting paid for the next 25 years. Who gives a crap, apparently, if it's coming from the Communist Chinese Party? Quote, from year 5 until year 25, we will have the capacity to supply 13 million metric tons of liquid natural gas to the port in China to be decided. Now, these are the same people that tell you that you can't have a gas stove. These are the same people that tell you they're going to ban gasoline combustion engines in your cars. These are the same people that want you to be living with rolling blackouts and electric everything. But they had no problem for the next 25 years. The same people that are screaming global warming, the same exact administration that's over there in Davos and at the World Economic Forum demanding that the rest of the world comply with their demands on green alternative energy are doing a deal in 2018. Okay, look at your calendar. Not that long ago, trying to do this deal for 25 years to send an insane number of tons, 13 million tons, in fact, to a port in China to destroy the environment. Why? Because they don't care about anything but getting paid. Not only was that said in the emails from the lawyers, here's another line from Hunter Biden's emails on his laptop. Quote, if your client will purchase a 25-year stream of liquid natural gas, again, this is U.S. resources. They should be staying in America. They certainly shouldn't be going to China. I can build the plant for $12 billion. The following month, Hunter wrote a letter addressing the CEFE Chairman Yi, saying that the deal would provide large quantities of liquid natural gas at very competitive rates, while also advancing the long-term goals of CEFE through a partnership or acquisition of a promising liquid natural gas terminal project in America, in Louisiana. The first son added that he was making inquiries regarding arranging a meeting for you with the chairman that month. What happened? The chairman signed a long-term deal with another Chinese energy firm, China National Petroleum Corporation, to supply gas to China during then-President Donald Trump's state visit to the country. Hunter and Jim's venture with CEFE eventually collapsed after Yi and his right-hand man, Patrick Ho, were arrested for bribery and corruption offenses, though not before they poured over $10 million into their joint venture with the Biden crime family. The emails say all of this. None of this is speculation. There are emails that we have that you can read from Jim Biden, subject forward Port Cameron. That's in Louisiana, October 25th, 2017 at 3:23 a.m. to Hunter Biden. Then they forward him an email from Bob Finnett. As Richard reminds us, every day is a blessing. As our grandmother said, it is time draw blood. It is time draw blood. Do you remember the cartoons called Snuffy Smith? What did he say? Time's a-wasting. Thanks, Bob, he wrote. It was great meeting you, along with your son. We Bidens often fraught with problems that they can come from working with family members or of a different mind. It's all about family. Jimmy writes back, this isn't a joke. And people we choose to do business with. I'm looking forward to a great business relationship along with some fun along the way. Hope you can make NYC on Thursday, getting off a joint enterprise ASAP. The boys have the luxury of time. We, on the other hand, are on a different clock. All kidding aside, the synergies feel right. Let's get to it. Warm personal regards, Jim. October, same day, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Dear Jim, it's a great pleasure to meet you in New Orleans today, and I enjoyed hearing all of your stories. I'm enclosing some information about Port Cameron, which I hope you will find to interest, along with my contact details, which are set out below. We look forward to working with you on the matters that we discussed. By copy of this letter, I'm confirming to Richard that we made contact. Sincerely, Bob. Bob is the Robert W. Finnett, Executive Vice President of Finance, Strategic Partnerships, and Development at Port Cameron, LLC. P.S. Another one comes through. Could you please send me Hunter's contact details? These young whippersnappers don't carry cards because they are so, quote, old-fashioned. Also, call me R.E. Kids, all good. Too many cooks in the kitchen. Need some clarification from you, Jim Biden said to Hunter Biden. Dear Jim, I write to make a proposal that we provide for your Hudson West Group the following. Quote, the Ashton Finette and Sons Construction Company will, in a joint venture with a Louisiana company, provide a 25-year natural gas, again, LNG, liquid natural gas supply to China. We can begin supplying liquid natural gas in 2018 at the rate of 3, 4, 5, or 6 million metric tons of liquid natural gas on a 5-year basis. From year 5 until year 25, we will have the capacity to supply 13 million metric tons per annual of liquid natural gas to the port in China. If your client will purchase a 25-year stream of liquid natural gas, I can build the plant for $12 billion. Pricing will be determined by negotiation. As you will own 50% of the liquid natural gas plant, you will be in position to obtain liquid natural gas in China in the quickest, easiest, and cheapest manner. There are vast stores of natural gas in the United States. Again, this is Hunter Biden writing this right now. He is selling your resources, if you're an American citizen, to the Communist Party so they get paid. Quote, there's a vast door of natural gas in the United States of America, particularly Texas and Louisiana. The technology center of the world of natural gas is located in Lake Charles, Lafayette, and South Louisiana areas, along with East Texas. The first big strike in Texas was Spindletop Gusher Well, which set off the oil stampede in Texas. It was located in Beaumont, Port Arthur area of East Texas. The first big blowout Gusher Well was blew out in Louisiana, was the Jennings number one, which blew out 4,000 barrels a day on a 1-inch open choke. There is $117 billion. By the way, I'm just wondering, like, did he get this from, I'm guessing Wikipedia, and he copied and pasted, because there's no way Hunter Biden actually knew all this. There is $17 billion of construction activity underway on what I call Silicon Bayou, which is the name I've coined for the stretch of the river ship channel between the $16 billion SASOL natural gas to diesel plant to the $24 billion of construction located within 140 yards of the port and the property line. Please let me know how you would like to advance the matter further. To copy of this letter, I am forwarding same to Britt Singletary. Hunter did not have a card, so I would be grateful if you would forward this along to him and send me the contact details. Again, CCing the Finette Law Firm, LLC. Finette laid out that proposal for liquid natural gas deal with the Bidens and their Chinese counterparts in this email in October 2017. Things were moving fast. Robert Biden, right? You know who Robert Biden is. Kevin, excuse the informality of this letter tone passed along, but I wanted token names out. Please pass along. And if you exhibit anything, please let me know. Also, let me three know when our Hong Kong friend is free. Thanks, Hunter. It goes in through this letter, making sure that the name Joe Biden is left out. Don't worry, the big guy was still going to get paid. CEFE, by the way, had the Chinese star. China, CEFE Energy Company Limited, also had the name China in it. That's how you know it had the blessing of the Chinese Communist Party.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
President Joe Biden, and this goes back to the cover-up aspect of all these emails that are now coming out and all the info that we're now seeing about the Chinese communist government trying to do this 25-year deal with Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, James Biden, and that they're making, I mean, this was like 25 years of liquid natural gas. They were trying to just rape America of our resources to give it to the communists, and they were going to get paid for 25 years. Here's the lie. President Joe Biden has repeatedly denied ever discussing his son's foreign business dealings. We know now, beyond a reasonable doubt, that's a lie. He lied during the presidential campaign, and he also lied when he was the president, and we know that he had the White House press secretary lie on his behalf. Jen Psaki said it over and over and over again. We know that his new White House press secretary, Jean-Pierre, has been lying over and over again, saying that Joe Biden never discussed his business deals. He said this in private interviews, one-on-ones, right? It was sit-downs. He said, I never spoke with my son about business dealings. We know that was a lie the entire time. He knew it was a lie. Everybody knew it was a lie. But the evidence now is so damning, because the evidence not only now includes whistleblowers, but it also includes documents that are verifiable and documents that were recovered from Hunter Biden's laptop. How deep does this cover-up go? Well, let's talk about the evidence. James Galar, remember that name, it's an important one, okay, was Hunter's business partner in his joint venture with the Chinese. He wrote in a 2017 email the famous line suggesting that 10% of the equity in that venture with the communist Chinese government, with this Chinese communist oil company, would be held by H, H is Hunter, for the now famous line, the big guy. Now, the big guy wasn't just mentioned once. Other emails on that laptop also of Hunter Biden's refer to Joe Biden multiple times as the big guy. He was the big guy. That's how you keep his name out of these emails. Go back to what I said 5 minutes ago. They were very paranoid about the name Joe getting in an email or in these documents, right? Because they were afraid that it might be used against them. So they said, make sure you don't say that. How do they refer to Joe Biden? They refer to him as the big guy and as the chairman. In fact, another business partner, a whistleblower, Tony Bobulinski, has said multiple times that he even met with Joe to discuss their Chinese business deal. He also provided text messages as evidence that were corroborated with text messages on Hunter Biden's laptop. In fact, in one group text message with his partners, Galar, Bobulinski, and Biden family friend Rob Walker, Hunter brought up the opinion of, quote, my chairman on the aspect of their business deal. So what happened? Walker then texted Bobulinski on the side saying, quote, when he said his chairman, he was talking about his dad. So it's the family friend, Rob Walker, you know, basically reading in Tony Bobulinski to how this all works, right? He's an expert. Bobulinski's new to the scheme, new to the Biden crime family. So he texts him outside of the larger group text. He's like, hey, man, just so you know, Bobulinski, that when Hunter says the chairman, he's talking about his dad. For all future reference, now you're clued in. Now you're read into this. In another text with a businessman, James Galar, this was said. Galar wrote to Tony Bobulinski, quote, don't mention Joe being involved. It's only when you are face to face. I know you know this, but they, referring to the Biden family, Jimmy, Joe, Hunter, Jimmy's wife, all of them, they're, quote, paranoid. And then we go back to that famous voicemail that now makes so much more sense. And I'll say it again. This is the stuff you need to share. Get our podcast, share it, hit the forward button on it, and give all your friends this, because the media is not covering this, okay? Joe left a famous voicemail on Hunter Biden's phone back in 2018 showing and proving that Joe Biden did in fact discuss with his son, and clearly he understood what was going on with his son's business dealings because he was the big guy getting a cut. He left that voicemail talking about the Chinese deal with his son. There was a backup of the phone with the voicemail that was left on Hunter's abandoned laptop. The president called Hunter on December the 12th, 2018, saying that he wanted to talk with him after reading a New York Times story that only dealt with Hunter Biden's dealings with the Chinese communist government and CEFE. The New York Times in 2018 had this story, and the story pointed out that the CEFE chairman, Yi, who's the business partner of Hunter Biden, had been arrested in China, and his top lieutenant, Ho, had been convicted in the U.S. for bribing African officials to help Iran evade the oil sanctions that the U.S. had put on them. It revealed also that Yi had met with Hunter at a Miami hotel in 2017 to discuss a partnership to invest in American infrastructure and energy deals. There it is. You go back to these emails, and the emails are extremely clear. Hunter has some office expectations. He will elaborate. James needs to travel. Needs travel of $15,000 a month. So he needs $15,000 a month to be able to travel. As for the roles, referring to this big agreement, I will continue with the international development in Oman, France, Belgium, Luxembourg, etc. We have found a UAE bank they want and one in Colombia. Colombia, folks. I don't know where this goes, but I'm going to tell you for the first time ever, we got emails saying that they're going to have bank accounts in Colombia. They say bringing expertise in for infrastructure programs and relations with the big consultants for us. It also says in 2008, I had 80 BN of deliverable programs under management in the UAE. Then it says, personally, I've already spent a large amount on this, and I'm not in for the weekly pay. But as we have been shortened on the agreed package, I feel this is right and reasonable. I'm happy to raise any details with Zhang if there is a shortfall. At the moment, and again, this is the infamous big guy email sent from James Galar suggesting that the president was secretly involved and set to profit from an alleged Chinese influence operation. It reads, at the moment, there's a provisional agreement that equity will be distributed as followed. 20% H, that's for Hunter. 20% for RW. 20% for JG. 20% for TB. 10% for Jim. Clearly, Jim's, you know, Jim Biden. And 10% held by H for the big guy. Any comments or disagreements? Let's table now. ? Apologies for the typos. Can't see S-H-I-T. I don't know why, but clearly they all were very familiar with what was going on. After seeing the storyline, Joe called Hunter and left a voicemail. That voicemail has so much meaning that we never could have imagined. Joe Biden was involved in all of this, and he knew what was going on, and he was happy to be involved. All of this was something that was clearly avoidable unless you were trying to do and exploit, okay, your government. Nobody in their right mind would ever have allowed this to happen if they cared about America's interests. The Biden crime family sold out as fast as they could possibly sell out. And that voicemail that we now have is so damning. That voicemail is now one that makes so much sense when you put it in context. Joe Biden was terrified that this thing would break. He was terrified when the CEFE guy was arrested and the other guy was charged. The one guy was found and was disappeared in China, and the other guy was arrested in the U.S. and charged with serious crimes, violating and trying to help people get illegal oil from Iran. So he reads the article and he calls his son. He says, hey.
Hey, pal, it's Dad. It's 8:15 on Wednesday night. If you get a chance, give me a call. Nothing urgent. Just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least the thing on online, it's going to be printed tomorrow in the Times, was good. I think it's clear. And if you get a chance, give me a call. I love you.
There it is. Joe Biden was involved on all of this, and he was involved on it all the time. He was involved in it when he was the vice president. He was involved in it after, and clearly he was involved as well now that he was the president.
And when they tell you he wasn't, they were lying to you, and they knew it at the podium at the White House. Make sure you share our podcast with your family and friends. We will keep covering this, okay? So please make sure you share this with your family and your friends. Hit that subscribe or auto-download button, and please write us a 5-star review so more people will see this podcast. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.